And let's talk finally this morning to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, busy in trays for the Taoiseach and his ministers this morning. Just on the AstraZeneca restrictions, have we any clarity yet on what the impact is likely to be on the continuing vaccine rollout and on the targets that have been set?
No, not yet, Mary. I mean, the HSE is still going to be assessing the news that came from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, and I think that's going to take some time to absorb. I mean, we do know that the vaccines Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna are due to go to the Astra over 70s, and AstraZeneca was going to be the war horse for the rest of the population. So how they're going to adjust to that, we don't know, and still reach that target of 80% of the population getting at least one vaccine by late June. I thought it was interesting to hear Professor Corina Butler talking about how they were monitoring real-world data from the UK and elsewhere in making future decisions about the use of AstraZeneca, and that seemed to open the door, I guess, that the decision could be reassessed. But some reality of the situation is coming through. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, was on News Talk earlier and he said we won't hit 180,000 vaccines this week. So I think that was expected given the news with AstraZeneca on the longer term target into June. I think that's still sort of very much in question at the moment, at least, Mary.
Okay, and what about our progress in coping with this pandemic? Dr. Ronan Glynn, the Assistant Chief Medical Officer, will be appearing before the Oireachtas Health Committee later today. What tone do we expect him to strike?
Do you know what? I think it's going to be a tone that we've learned to expect. It's on the one hand, something of a warning, and on the other hand, saying, just continue doing what you're doing. So as we understand this from a statement he sent to the committee, he is saying that there is a considerable risk, those are his words, of another wave of COVID-19 infection. But here's the if restrictions are eased too quickly, and that he will go on to say that significant progress is being made in controlling the disease and in rolling out the vaccines, but that the level of infection remains high. So I think that message from Dr. Ronan Glynn, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, is something we've become accustomed to. And what he's just trying to ensure is that as vaccines are rolled out, as more and more people receive it, as the risk to the higher age groups begins to reduce, that I guess we don't lose the run of ourselves and decide that it's already September. April is April. They're just saying, keep doing what you're doing, get through the month and we see where we stand after that.
Okay, Paul, on the education front, I suppose good news for Erasmus students currently overseas. Good news in that they won't have to pick up the tab for the cost of mandatory hotel quarantining, but they will have to go into quarantine if they are coming from those designated countries.
Yeah, the further higher education minister, Simon Harris, is looking at, and not quite sure how he's going to do it, but being able to secure around 1 million euro, possibly through sort of underspends in his department, which will be able to assist Irish students, probably around 500 of them, who are in those five countries which are currently on our mandatory hotel quarantine list. That's France, Belgium, Luxembourg, Italy and Austria. And that would mean that when and if they come home to Ireland, that they would, as you say, go into quarantine, but they wouldn't have to pay the 1,800 euro bill that goes with it. But the minister was saying earlier on that what we do know is that the students don't come all back in 1 week. Some may choose to come back before mandatory hotel quarantine comes into force at the end of this week. Others may stay in Europe for a matter of time. And if you're talking about the latter group, maybe the rules will have changed by late summer when they're thinking about returning to Ireland. We'll just have to see exactly what the cost is going to be on that one.
There'll also be questions around students who perhaps are pursuing education and semesters in other countries that are now designated, like the United States. Will they get the benefit of having the tab for mandatory hotel quarantine picked up by the minister?
I think that's the first question he's going to be asked, is the question of fairness. How can you do something for one block of students and possibly not for another? We haven't got the details of the programme yet, and I'm not sure he knows exactly how much money he has. So those two factors could probably play a role in the ultimate decision. But absolutely, the question of fairness, it's going to be put to him straight off the bat.
One final point, Shane Lowry, the golfer, saying he may not be able, because of mandatory hotel quarantining again, be able to get home for the Irish Open. But there are some developments now on the elite sporting front.
Yeah, this does look as if it's moving, and it looks as if it's moving fairly fast, Mary. Officials from the Departments of Health and Sport were in lengthy negotiations yesterday. They're due to come back and talk about it again today. And what they're effectively trying to do is create a regulatory framework which would allow professional elite athletes, whether it's golf or anything else, to avoid mandatory hotel quarantine. Now, what we heard yesterday was that Sport Ireland and the HSE would be overseeing it, and that relevant sporting bodies would make an application to those groups. And the bar that they have to jump over, according to a Department of Sport spokesman, is that they'd be obliged to explain, the sporting bodies that is, how they will provide an equivalent level of protection and reassurance as the hotel quarantine regime. So that's what they have to do. But there is a time clock on this. We've got big stuff happening. In particular, we've got the French women's rugby team due to be playing in Ireland this weekend in a scheduled Six Nations match. So I don't think this can go beyond today. I think a deal will be done, most likely.
So you'd expect it to be in place for the weekend, and the French team will be here.
That's certainly what they're striving towards. Everyone's aware of what's coming. And then you've got Leinster due to go to La Rochelle in France in 3 weeks' time. I mean, they don't have much time with this. Everyone's aware of that. So I think a deal will probably be done today, Mary.
All right. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.